and thanks for tuning in to Mailbox. In June, the Czech Republic marked the 70th anniversary of the destruction of Lidice, a village in central Bohemia which was exterminated by the Nazis in retaliation for the assassination of Reinhard Heydrich, the acting Reichsprotector of Bohemia and Moravia. Roger Tidy from London listened to a Czech books program by David Vaughan devoted to the topic.
I'm writing to tell you how much I appreciated David Vaughan's program about Lidice. It was an excellent piece of radio craftsmanship, and I would like to recommend it to any of your listeners who have not yet heard it. It was especially poignant at a time when we are hearing in media reports about other, more recent Lidices in Syria. Thank you for creating such an interesting and moving program.
Thank you for the comment, and many thanks to all our listeners and readers for all your emails, reception reports, as well as your comments on our Facebook page and liking our posts there. Please stay in touch with us in whichever way you prefer. Now, as every month, it's time to get back to your answers to our competition question. Let's find out who our mystery man was. This email was sent by Paul R. Peacock from Australia.
Christian Doppler is the gentleman you seek. Born on the 29th of November, 1803, in his family home in Salzburg. Unfortunately, as he grew up, he was but a frail person and would not be able to take over the family business of stonemasonry. Instead, he joined the Vienna Polytechnic in 1822, where he excelled in mathematics and graduated 3 years later. He is famous for what is known as the Doppler effect, hypothesizing that the pitch of sound would alter if that sound was moving instead of stationary. He was relatively young when he died at 49 from a pulmonary disease in Venice, Italy. There is now a bridge, hospital, and a square in Salzburg that are named in his honor.
Xiaoping Qian writes from China.
After completing high school, Doppler studied astronomy and mathematics in Vienna and Salzburg and started to work at the Prague Polytechnic, where he was appointed professor for mathematics and physics in 1841. Christian Doppler is most famous for what is now called the Doppler effect, which is the apparent change in frequency and wavelength of a wave as perceived by an observer moving relative to the wave's source.
Colin Law from New Zealand included a lot of detail.
Doppler gained a temporary position as assistant to a professor of mathematics and mechanics at the university in Vienna, but he sought a more permanent position by applying to numerous schools in Central Europe. At age 30, being unsuccessful in his applications, he decided to emigrate to America. Doppler had met the United States consul in Munich to facilitate his move to the USA and was about to finalize his plans when he was offered a position at the Prague Technical School, which he had first applied for in March of 1833. He finally took up the post as professor of arithmetic, algebra, theoretical geometry, and accountancy in March of 1835. He was married in 1836 to Mathilda Sturm and was promoted in 1841 to a professorship at the Polytechnic.
Jayanta Chakrabarty writes from India.
His most notable works on the colored light of binary and other heavenly stars and studies on the motion of source and the observer led to the discovery of the famous Doppler principle. This important discovery has since found applications in astronomy, aviation, meteorology, spectroscopy, health science, and ultrasound vascular applications. During his association with the Prague scientific community, he published over 50 articles on a gamut of subjects covering mathematics, astronomy, magnetism, electricity, and optics. The European Revolution of 1848 interrupted his research in Prague. Though this exceptional genius died at a comparative young age of 49 years, yet his ideas helped revolutionize scientific thought for the next 160 years in such advanced contemporary fields as genetics, Big Bang theory, and cardiovascular applications.
Miguel Ángel Laera Rivero follows Radio Prague in Cuba.
On January 17, 1850, Doppler was appointed first director of the new Institute of Physics, Imperial University of Vienna. A curious fact is that he there met a kid of 20 years old who was a monk and was named Mendel. He published works about the topics of magnetism, electricity, optics, and astronomy. He created many instruments, especially optical, and improved existing ones. He was known to have very original ideas. Some could not be implemented, but in other cases it was the germ of some that would be developed later. His principle was used in medicine in the 20th century. It is employed in another principle of acoustics, the ultrasound.
And Charles Kunesny from the United States wrote,
Doppler had a keen mind in mathematics and physics, and I don't, but I do have kinship with him, as when I was drafted into the military during the Korean War 60 years ago, I operated a Doppler transmitter site at a guided missile test range, which used the Doppler effect to track the missile in its flight. Doppler accomplished much in his relatively short life, most notably observing frequencies of light and sound waves, and he stands tall among the mathematicians and scientists of his time. Actually, it turns out he is also a household name, as every day we hear weather reports on TV and radio that rely on Doppler radar. So Doppler deserves a tip of the hat for all his contributions that has made the world a better place for all of us. I do remember this was a competition question a few years back. I just don't remember his first name being Christian.
I am quite sure Doppler never featured in our little quiz before, but back in 2006 we had another genius physicist connected to this country, Ernst Mach, who was born in Brno. Thank you very much for your answers and research. This month, the lucky one who will be sent a Radio Prague prize is Miguel Ángel Lara Rivero from Cuba. Congratulations! And here is another chance to win one of our monthly prizes. In July, we are looking for the name of a Czech traveller and botanist born in 1823 who was a keen collector of orchids and has over 36 orchid species named in his honour. Please send us your answers by the end of July to english@radio.cz. We are also looking forward to your internet reception reports and all feedback in general. Until next time, stay tuned.